Now we're holding on Ches Amud Beis by the Mishnah, continuing on the topic of what kind of cases require a power helm gadol shel tzibur, and we're saying that many of the rules that apply to that also apply to the power kohen gadol. Such as we said, there needs to be a helm gadol, there needs to be a mistake in the psak halacha, along with shigugas maisa, along with the actual action, in the case of the Beis Din, that the tzibur followed it, in the case of the kohen gadol, that he himself followed it, and we talked about a number of things. The last Mishnah had mentioned that one of the criteria is also that the aveira has to be something where when it's done, makes a person chayav a regular chatas, as opposed to a korban olav yoredin. So we said that if the psak involved the Beis Mikdash, Tumas Mikdash v'Kodshav, we're there. If a person does that, if a person goes into the Beis Mikdash or eats Kodshim when they're Tomei inadvertently, then they, instead of a regular Chattas, they bring a Korban or the Beyoded. So then when it comes to the Tzibur and the Kohen Gadol, then that rule doesn't apply and they don't bring their special power. So the Mishnah continues. Now, you have two other cases where a person brings a korban or the yerda that are all listed in Pesukim and Parshas VaYikra. Aside from Tumas Mikdash VaKodshav, you have what we learned about all of them in Masechta Shavuos. You have what the Mishnah calls Shmias Kol, which is, as the Pasuk calls it, Veshama Kol Ola, where a person is supposed to be going and giving edus on behalf of somebody else, and he swears that he doesn't know it, or he's besworn that he knows it, and he doesn't come, whatever, as we learned in the Masechta Shavuos. And then you also have Shavuos Bitui, which is just a regular shvur that a person makes and then violates or hadn't done, as the case may be. So those cases also, there's a korban olav yoredin, so the same rule would apply. The Mishnah says, "In chayovin al shmias kol val bitus fasayim val tumas mitzvah shakodshav." The tzibur and the kohen gadol are not chayav. They're korban olav yoredin. Their respective power, that is, rather, if the aveira is something which would have required them to bring a korban olav yoredin. So all of those three cases. So in which case, Rashi points out, then there's not really much of a chiddush in that. We already learned that in the previous Mishnah. The reason why the Mishnah says it is more by way of introduction to the next machloikus about the king. So far we've been saying that you have, when it comes to a chatas, you have four categories. You have the tzibur, you have the kohen gadol, or the kohen mashiach, you have the king, and you have everybody else. So all this time we've been talking about the tzibur and the kohen gadol. So now the Mishnah is using that by way of introduction to talking about the king. So v'hanosi kayyotze behem divrei Rav Yisaglili. So Rav Yisaglili says the nosi, the king, which now the next couple of Mishnayos are going to focus on him, is the same kind of thing that with him also there's no special korban of his for these things. The king, the ruler is in general, when he does something that would make him chayav a chatas, and for a regular person, the chatas would be a female sheep or a female goat. In the case of the king, it's a male goat. So now, so Rabbi Yisaglili is saying that the nasi does not bring a korban olav yored either, just like the tzibur and just like the kohen gadol don't. Divrei Rabbi Yisaglili, that's what Rabbi Yisaglili says. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Hanasi chayav b'kulon. Hanasi is chayav in a korban olav yored for any of those things. If he went into the Beis Mikdash when he's Tomei, or ate kodshim when he's Tomei, or in the case of Eidos, you don't really have, because he doesn't go and give Eidos in Beis Din, but you have the other ones, you have Shavuos Bitui. So Rabbi Akiva says he would be chayav in all of them, chutz mishmiyas hakoil, with the exception of shmiyas hakoil, because you can't have any, a king doesn't go and give edus and desin. Shamelach leidon v'leidon in oisei, because a king doesn't judge as a member of Beis Din, v'leidon in oisei, and he's not judged by Beis Din, v'leimeid in oisei, he doesn't give edus, and others don't give edus on his behalf. So here the Mishnah doesn't elaborate, and the Gemara doesn't elaborate. Why not? In Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara explains that what it is, as far as him giving edus for somebody else, it wouldn't be respectful. It'd be beneath his dignity to go do that. And if you can't, and then And if he is not going to give Eidos on behalf of others, then others can't give on behalf of him because it's reciprocal. As far as Lord Dun, I know he said the Gemara explains there that that really refers primarily to Malchi Yisrael. Kings from other kings from base David can in fact sit on a base, and we find that David HaMelech himself did. But when it comes to kings of Yisrael, we don't want to do word, not listen to the base in any way. We don't want base in judging him. And if we can't, and base in can't judge him, then he can't be sitting on a base in. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying that. So Rabbi Akiva is saying then that the king is not going to be subject to the whole matter of Shmias HaKol, the matter of Shavuos HaEdus, but all the other ones will apply to him. So now we don't see in the Rabbi Akiva is not specifying what he holds as far as Kohen Gadol. That we're going to discuss in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Omar Ula, my time in the Rabbi Yosef Lili. Why does Rabbi Yosef Lili say that the king doesn't bring a Kohen Olav Yodet at all? Omar cross. So the reason is because the pasuk says v'hoyach yesham la'achas me'ela. After it lists all the things for which a person is chayav a korban olav yored, it says if a person sins with one of these. So we can know, why does it need to say that? So it means kol shmes chayav ba'achas mes chayav b'kulon. It's an all. So it's a package deal. It's an all or nothing deal. Only if a person is chayav in all of them. Only if a person is able to be chayiv in all of them, would he be chayiv in any one of them, then he can be chayiv in all of them. She'ein mischayiv ba'achas, ein mischayiv b'kolon, but if he can't be chayiv in one, then he's not mechayiv in all of them. And since Rabbi Yitzchak Levi says, yeah, Rabbi Akiva, you're saying a king can't give edus in beis din, which means, therefore, so one of the three things doesn't apply to him, so Rabbi Yitzchak Levi learns from those sukkim in the pasuk. From those words in the pasuk, that in that case the other two don't apply to him either, so therefore he wouldn't be bringing a korban olav yodet. So the Gemara says, why? Why does even Rabbi Yitzchak Levi have to darshan it that way? The emim mischayev ba'achas mehen ba'achal pi she'ein mischayev b'kulon. Maybe on the contrary, maybe it means that he's chayev in one of them, even if he's not mischayev in all of them. So that's the same way you could darshan it one way, you could equally well logically darshan it the other. Other way, and the result would be just the opposite. It would tell us Rabbi Akiva's point that even if some of them are not applicable to him, then whichever ones are applicable are. So the one says, fine, you're right. Rather, Rabbi Yisagli's reason is based on a different pasuk. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Rabbi Yumiya used to say, on the side over here, it says, yeah. So Hoya Rabbi Yumiya Omer. Usually, by the way, interesting, the Rabbi Yumiya and Shas is usually an Amora. Here, apparently, we're talking a Tana of that name. So he says like this. Nema loisagia yodo. The pasuk describes when it comes to the korban olav yored. Now, the korban olav yored is, by definition, it's going to vary depending on what he can afford. If he can afford it, he brings an animal. If he can't afford that, if he can't afford an animal, then he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, then he brings a korban mincha. So the expression is that loisagia yodo. If his hand doesn't reach, meaning if he can't afford a sheep. And then a few psukim later, it says if his hand doesn't reach, or sagia means reach, sasig would be able to accomplish basically. So if his hand can't accomplish, so he can't afford birds, then he brings a korban mincha. So we learn from that. Says Rabbi Yisag Lili, mishabodi dead miyus vashirus. So the whole concept of korban olav yored only applies to somebody who conceivably could be poor or rich. So then the Torah give him what were the different kinds of korbanos. Yotze nasi u'mashiach, as opposed to the nasi and the kohen mashiach, she'ein borim lidei anius, because they're never poor. The nasi, after all, is the only one above him as Hashem. We're going to have the definition later on that the definition of a nasi for this purpose, even though now normally, of course, the word nasi can mean, for example, you have the nasi of a shevet or something. We're going to learn later on, tomorrow, best Hashem, that the definition of a nasi for this purpose is the king she'ein al gabav ela Hashem alekav, that the only one above him is Hashem. So therefore, so if he's ruling over the whole Jewish people, then pretty much by definition, it's never going to be possible for him to be poor. The kohen gadol as well is supposed to be gadlehu mishal achav. He's supposed to be that he's richer than all the other kohenim. So again, you're not going to really have that. It's possible for him to be poor. enough for Koban or the Vyoda to be relevant. So therefore, says Rabbi Yisagluli, so the whole concept doesn't apply to him. You could equally well say, fine, so then that's the whole, we bring a Koban or an Osher, but that's not how Rabbi Yisagluli learns. He's saying that it means that there's a, means that the whole concept of such a variable Koban doesn't apply to them in the first place. So that's the thing. Nothi dichtiv osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem alekav. Then we continue according to Rabbi Yisagluli by the how do we know b'chlas? So how do we know that? Well, what's the definition of a nasi? So that's what we're saying, that when it says v'osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem alekav, it says he violates one of the mitzvahs of Hashem his God, and from that we learn misha ein agav of el Hashem alekav. So it means where the only one above him in the Jewish government is Hashem. So we'll learn about that. We'll learn about that later on. And that's Yud Aleph. Now the Tosfos Rosh later on points out there's a lot of places in the Torah where it says Hashem Alekav, Hashem Alekecha, etc. So therefore, so Gemara actually ends up explaining later on that there's different pasuk that we learn it from. We learn it from Zeh Shava. But right now, okay, the Gemara is just telling us briefly that's the definition, and so he's always going to be rich. Mashiach, and when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, similarly, you have Dichtiv Kohen Gadol Me'achav. The pasuk says the Kohen who's greater than his brothers, Shehu Gadol Me'achav V'Noi. It means he has to be greater than the other Kohenim in beauty, in physical attractiveness. So the idea is basically you want people to look up to him. He's supposed to be the Ruchniistic leader of the Jewish people, and the one who's mechaper for the Jewish people. So you want people to be, you want people to look up to him, and v'derech hateva, people look up to someone who's handsome and who has all these other qualities. So he has to be greater in that, koyach, in physical strength, b'chochma, in wisdom of Torah and of other things. Not always, throughout history, not every Kohen Gadol had all these qualities. No, for example, you have the Kohen and Berlim of the second Mishnah would buy their way into the job. So not necessarily all of them greater in Noyan, Koyach, and so forth. But nevertheless, on the whole, they're supposed to have these things. Anyway, over Osher and in riches, they're supposed to be richer than all the other Kohenim. Because again, that way they'll look up to him and they'll respect him. Acherim Oymerim, Acherim, which usually means Reb Meir says, Minayin Shein Engloi, how do we know that if he doesn't have enough money of his own, so he's not greater? So the other things you can't give him. If he doesn't have them, he doesn't have them. But when it comes to money, if he's lacking money, how do we know that we should that everybody else has to give him? Therefore, the pasuk says the kohen who is greater than his brothers, and the mem can also mean from. So it means the kohen who is greater from his brothers, from which we learn gadlehu me'echal. It means make him greater out of the resources of his brothers, of his fellow kohenim. Give him money. There's a Tosefta actually that tells a story where one time there was a Yid by the name of Pinchas Ishchavta. They wanted to appoint him as Kohen Gadol, but he had all the other qualities. They went to find him. He was poor. He was working in a quarry. So all the Kohenim came over there and started putting in gold coins, started throwing gold coins into the quarry until it's filled up. And they told him, all this money is yours. And in that way, they did Gadlehu Mishal Echav, and then they were able to appoint him Kohen Gadol. It seems, based on some historical descriptions, that he may have actually been the last Kohen Gadol in the second Beis Hamikdash, or which is to say, the last Kohen Gadol until Mashiach comes. Anyway, the point is, therefore, pretty much by definition, the king and the Kohen Gadol are never going to be poor, and therefore, Rabbi Yisagluli says, the pasuk is implying that the concept of Koban or the Yoda applies only to somebody who could conceivably be poor. All right. So the Gemara says, continuing on this topic of the Kohen, of the Korban of the king, and again, let's remember, the basic idea is the king's Korban is different than a regular person's in that it's a male goat, but other than that, the criteria for the king's Korban are the same as the criteria for a regular person's. Namely, that it doesn't have to, with him, you don't need helam dover, you don't need that there was a mistake in halacha, just shigas maisa, just that he did something that he shouldn't have done inadvertently, ate chalev, broke Shabbos, etc. So the Gemara says, Bamine Ravina Mir Nachum Yitzchak. So Ravina asked Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Nasi shouldn't stara mahu. What would happen if a Nasi, if the king, becomes a Metzora?
We actually have, historically, you have King Uzziyahu, one of the kings of Yehuda, got Tsaras. And the point is, once he has Tsaras, he's not suitable, he can't serve as king anymore. In fact, with Uzziyahu, we find that he had to withdraw and live in seclusion, and his son Yoisam was running the government. So Uzziyahu was basically king in name only at that point. So now, so Ravina asks, what would be the din as far as if at that point, if he does one of these things that makes him high of a korban, would he be bringing the korban of the Nasi, or would he be bringing the regular korban? The question basically is, so the question actually is about the korban of Yerid specifically, which is what we were just talking about. So in the case, so let's say Uzziyahu, having become a Mitzoda, and now he can't serve as king. What if one day, for example, he forgets that he was Tomei and eats Kodshim, and then remembers afterwards, which is the case where a regular person at that point would bring a Korban Olah V'Yodin. So the question is, specifically, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili and according to Rabbi Yumi and the Braisa, who are saying that the king never brings a Korban Olah V'Yodin, unlike we're going to talk about soon, Rabbi Akiva is going to say differently, that and according to them, what about would he now maybe be in position to bring Korban Olah V'Yodin? Mitchadochi, the question is it that now he's been pushed away from Nesius? So Rashi actually brings two explanations. One is, do we say that as a Nasi, he'd be potter from the Korban Olah V'Yodin. Now that he's been removed from the Nasios, maybe now he should be Chayav. Or maybe we would say that whatever he was when he was not a Mitzvah, we would say that still applies. Or no, maybe we would say the Nasios makes him potter from a Korban Olah V'Yodin. Well, that tour is only temporary. And now that he's no longer a Nasi, then maybe now, so maybe now he's Chayav. So that's Rashi's first explanation. Rashi's second explanation is, do we say that maybe the Nesios pushes him away from a Korban Olah V'Yodin completely, and then the result would be that even after he leaves the Nesios, even after he was deposed because of being a Mitzvah or whatever, then nevertheless he's still potter, or maybe we would say, no, maybe we would say when he's potter, but then now that he's chai, now that he's not potter anymore, because he's not a king anymore, maybe he should be chai. So basically, in other words, Rashi's two lashonas are, what does potter mean, and what does dochi mean in terms of being chai of a potter? One of them would mean that it's been overridden by his kingship, but now that he's not king anymore, then now it has to be done. And the other would mean that he's potter completely, and it's just a matter of which one means that he'd be potter completely, and which one would mean that it's only as long as he's acting as king. So that's Ravina's question. Another way of looking at it before we talk about could be that, for example, what happens if we could say he did something which would make him chayiv and a korban of the yodid. He can't bring it according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Yumi because he's a king, but maybe now, once he gets deposed as king, now the original chiyuv comes back and now he has to bring it. So that's the question. Mitchadachi and Mifta Potter, is it basically that the Nesius only pushes off the requirement for a Korban Olah V'Yodin, but now he has to bring it, but now eventually he has to bring it, now that he's not a Nasi anymore, doesn't mean he's completely Potter. Omalei, sort of Nachum Yitzchok answers him, what's the question? Diloch oy de Gaza, do you want him to bring from your own money or from his treasuries? In other words, think about it. Who does a king bring? Who would he bring a korban for? He's not collecting money for you, from you. For it, he's collecting money. He's taking money from his treasury. As a king, then his treasury still exists. So then we still have the same thing. Rabbi Yisrael really is saying, and Rabbi Yomir is explaining, that he doesn't bring because he can never be poor. Well, he's still a king. He's still a king. He still has the treasury. So therefore, there's no reason to be mechayev him right now. That's according to Rashi. The Rama The Tosfos HaRosh brings the Ramah that says that, no, what's the difference? I mean, he has money. The fact he's not king right now. He can't collect taxes anymore. So no, he says the question, Dilocho de Gaza means, would he have permission to take from you, or does he have to take his own? He has to take from his own money. Well, he's not a king anymore. So if I care, then he's not considered a king. And therefore, the answer is that he should have to bring the carbon. So in other words, sort of Nachman is saying, so according to Rashi's explanation, then he's saying that that obviously he still has to bring the korban or the beyarded. According to the Ramah's explanation, the other way around, he's saying obviously according to Rashi's explanation, he shouldn't have to bring it. According to the Ramah's explanation, it means that Nachman Yitzchok is saying it's obvious that he should. That's according to Rabbi Yisrael Levi. Now, Tanya, we learned about Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Mashiach, Potter Mikolon, the Kohen Mashiach is Potter from any of the things that would be from a Chayiv, a Korban, or the Yoren. Omar Rava, my time at Rabbi Akiva, so Rava says, why did Rabbi Akiva say that? Omar Kro, because the Pasuk says, a Kohen Gadol every day brings a Minchas Chavitin, every day the Kohen Gadol brings a Mincha, and it's brought together with the Talmud Shoshacha and the Talmud Shoban Abayim. So the Pasuk says on it, Zeh Korban Aaron Vonav, this is the Korban of Aaron and his sons. The Kohen Gadol brings it every day. A regular Kohen brings it the first time he ever does the Avodah. It's called his Minchas Chinuch. Anyway, when it says Zeh, what do you mean this as opposed to what? Zubo Choyvaloi. Means this mincha comes as a requirement for him that he has to bring every day. But there's no other case where he's required to bring a korban mincha. So therefore, so we see that Rabbi Akiva is saying then that the korban olavi. So the Torah is telling us that the Kohen Gadol never brings the third kind of korban olavi yored, which is a mincha. So once he doesn't bring that, then he's potter. Then he's potter from the other two kinds as well. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, in other words, I skip the line. Rabbi Akiva and the Mashiach potter mikolon. Rabbi Akiva says that the Kohen Mashiach is potter from all three things that a person would bring korban or the yored. Yeah, because we're saying that once he's not chayev to bring the mincha, then he's not chayev to bring the other two as well. So the Gemara says, why? Maybe exactly that. The Torah is telling him that there's no case, the Torah is telling us, with the word zeh, that there's no case where he would bring the poorest of the poor, the mincha, for a korban or the beyarded. My new asir seifa, so the asir seifa, the mincha, avon nius, vashiros, but the korban for a regular, for a medium poor person where he brings two birds, or for a rich person who brings an animal, loy mater achmona. Maybe the Torah is not mamayatim. So then, why is Rabbi Akiva saying that he's completely potter from the korban or the yored? So in other words, here we have Rabbi Yitzchak Levi is saying that the Nasi, that the king, is potter from all of them because we said he learns from the Pesukim. Rabbi Akiva agrees that the Kohen Gadol was not bringing the korban or the Yored. We're going to talk about on Amud Beis later that he may have to bring a different korban. But if you're going to tell me because of Zeh korban Aaron Avonav, fine, that tells us he's not bringing the Mincha for that, but why not one of the other two? So the answer is Lo Yisak Gadaydach, you can't think that way. Because the pasuk says, "V'chipper all of our koyin al chatos ashachot me'achas me'ela." The pasuk continues, "By the korban of yored, the koyin should atone for him for his sin that he sinned from one of these." So, from which we can learn, "Hamiskaper ba'achas miskaper b'kolon." One who is able to be miskaper with one of them can be miskaper with any of them, whichever one he can afford. V'she'ein miskaper ba'achas, ein miskaper b'kolon. But if he can't be miskaper with one, he can't be miskaper with any. Well, since Rabbi Akiva is pointing out that a Kohen Gadol is never going to be bringing the one for the mincha because of the pasuk zeh korban Aaron Avonav, then therefore he's not bringing any of the other two as well. Okay, the Gemara says, well, in that case, Ela Me'ata. Well, then in that case, if you're learning from Me'achas Me'ela and saying it's an all or nothing deal, then what about Tichtiv? The Pasuk also says, Me'achas Me'ela in a different, a few psukim earlier, when it talks about what things a person does that make him chayiv in the korban in the first place. And the expression is, V'hoyach Yeshem La'achas Me'ela, when he becomes guilty with one of these, V'hochinam, you call him Mischayiv, V'achas Mischayiv, V'kolon, the same kind of thing. Anybody who's chayiv and one of them is chayiv and all, and it's a package deal. Ein mischayiv ba'achas, ein mischayiv b'kolan. And if he's not chayiv in one of them, then he can't be chayiv in any of the others. And if you're going to say that, Allah matnan. Well, then why are we learning in our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, I mean, nasi chayiv chutz mishmi askel. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva says that nasi were the king would be chayiv for tumas mikdash for kodshav, would be chayiv for shavuos bittui, but is not for shmi askel because it doesn't apply to him. If Rabbi Yisa, if Rabbi Akiva is saying that it's a package deal, me'achas me'ela means it has to be all or nothing, well, then the same way as he's saying by the korbanos, that since the Kohen Gadol can't be, so what is Rabbi Akiva saying? By the Kohen Gadol, since you have a miut in the posik, that there's no other kind of korban mincha that he's ever required to bring, then that knocks him out of the korban mincha for the korban of Yerdin, and therefore it knocks him out of the other two. By the same logic, we should say then that it has to be that all three cases that would make him chayiv in the first place apply to him, and by a king we said Shmias Kirl does not apply, and yet Rabbi Akiva is saying that's no problem, and the other two do apply to him, and he brings the korban olah v'yordin for those. Why would there be that distinction? So Abaya and Rava Dami Tabayu. So Abaya and Rava both explain the difference is Nei Achas Mashmalei Le Achas Le Mashmalei. The difference is that in the pasuk that describes that describes the korban he has to bring, when it summarizes, it says that he should bring the korban for his chet that he did Nei Achas Me'ela from one of these, as opposed to that Rabbi Akiva holds that. We can douse in, but le'achas lo mashmalei, where in the pasuk where it describes the three things that he might do that make him chayav a korban olah v'yordin, and then it says that if he's guilty le'achas me'ela to one of these, so Rabbi Akiva does not hold that the le'achas is to be douse in that way. So therefore he has no problem. So therefore you can say me'achas me'ela means it's an all or nothing deal, as opposed to le'achas me'ela, he doesn't need to learn that way. So the question is, well, why? My shema achas the mashmalei. Why is it that he holds that you can douse in the me'achas? De kasri rachmanol of a soif. The reason must be because the Torah wrote it at the end. It says after it lists all the types of korbanos that he might have to bring, one of three types, depending on what he can afford. Then it finishes off that it's when it's me'achas me'ela from one of these. So it says by the end. Gabi Asira Se'efer, it says it specifically in connection with the Asira Se'efer, the poorest of the three korbanos, Lememra, which then teaches us to call the Mechayiv Asira Se'efer, Mechayiv B'kolon, that only if he can be Chayiv in the Asira Se'efer and the Mincha, is he Chayiv in the rest of them. And the reason why we would say that in that case it teaches us that it's an all or nothing deal, the e sakhataitach mischaya ba'achas, alphabishin mischaya ba'kolon. Otherwise, if you were going to think the Torah is not telling you that, it could mean he can never be chayev in the mincha, but he can be chayev in the other one, then nichteve lahai, me'achas me'ela, bedalos. Then the pasuk should use these words, me'achas me'ela, in connection with the poorer korban, the birds, inami ba'ashiro. So it could even write it by the rich person. The Torah could have said something like that. It could have said, you have to bring, the person does this at one of these avodas, he has to bring an animal as a korban, and then if he brings one of these, this one or any of the two that we're going to list after that, or the same thing, it could have said it by the birds, and then we wouldn't doubt anything from it, but because it says it by the end, after all of them, so that teaches us that it's only if, I just told you we can bring an asir sefer, but only if he's a person who could then instead, if he's richer, he would bring one of the other two, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva is saying we have the miut from the word zed that he never brings the asir seifa, and therefore placing the words me'achas me'ela over there tells us that it means that it's only if he can bring that one does he bring any of the other ones, and if not, then not. So that results in Rabbi Akiva's din then that the Kohen Gadol does not bring the korban olah v'yordin for any of, does not bring the korban olah v'yordin for these things. As far as the king, we said he doesn't have a problem with that because with the king, we had a different drasha that he never becomes poor, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to hold of that drasha. Okay. Mishnah continues. Here's the rule about who brings what kinds of korbanos. So kind of summarizing everything that we've been learning the last couple of months. Kol mitzvah, so here, this is all kind of a digression already from the matter of the power helam davar shel tzibur and from the matter of the power koyin mashiach. Oh, it's not a complete digression, but it's more like giving us a more general rule that will cover those as well. So kol mitzvah shebat Torah shachayav and azdon and kardes v'ashigas and chatas. Any mitzvah in the Torah for which if a person does it b'mezid he's chayav kardes, and if he does it b'shogeg he's chayav chatas. So we've been talking about a bunch of examples so far: chaylev, blood, Shabbos, vodizara, etc., harayas. So the din is like this: yochid hayochid maybe kispo sira. If it was an individual person who did this, then he brings a female sheep or a female goat. V'hanosi sir. If it was the nosi, the king, then he brings a male goat. Mashiach who based in Levian par. And if it was the kohen mashiach or the par helam davar shel tzibur. With a tzibur, then they would bring a par. And we learned previously, because we had a couple of Zera Shavas and Hakeshim and all that said that all four of these are the same in that. And in all those cases, if the mistake was in Avodah Zarah, they mistakenly worshipped Avodah Zarah, so then it's a little different. Then instead, whether it's a regular person or the king or the Kohen Mashiach, then they bring a female goat. So for a regular person, instead of a female, it means in other words, instead of having the choice of female sheep or goat, instead here it's dafka a goat. In the case of the Nasi, it means usually he would be bringing a male goat, and here instead he dafka brings a female one. And in the case of the Kohen Mashiach, usually he would be bringing a par, and instead he brings a se'ira. The Beistin brings a par and a sir. They still bring the par for the helam davar, and they also bring a sir. And both of those, the blood is sprinkled inside the heichal, and then they're taken out and burnt. Those are among the parim and nistrafim. Those are the parim and nistrafim or seirim and nistrafim that we talk about in morning davening. So all of those, we had the Lamudim earlier in the last couple of Dafim that talked about the details of those. What about Oshem Tolui? What about to bring an Oshem Tolui for the case where the person doesn't know for sure if he did the Isser or not? So then, Han Yochin v'Hanossi Chayovin, an individual or a Nossi would be Chayev. So here we just had Rabbi Yisrael really disagreeing and saying a Nossi doesn't bring a Korban Olah V'Yored, but Rabbi Akiva had disagreed, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So the Yochin or the Nossi would both be bringing the Korban Olah V'Yored. Or Mashiach, who based in Turin, whereas the Kohen Mashiach and based in would be potter from those cases. And again, we learned psukim for that, for the Kohen Gadol we were just discussing. For the Tzibur, we said before, for the Tzibur, anyway, the whole concept of so Rashi summarizes, we learned before, by the Osham, it says Nefesh, it says if an individual does it, so therefore it applies only to individuals, so it doesn't apply to the Tzibur, and in the case of the Kohen Gadol we just learned why it doesn't apply to him. Actually what we just learned was about the Korban Olah V'Yored, rather, but as far as the Oshem Tolui, the Kohen Gadol, in the case of the Oshem Tolui, the Kohen Gadol was potter. No, we said for a different reason, because it says, Al-Shagag, that the case of an Oshem Tolui is only when there is only Maisa, without Helam Dover, and by the case of the Kohen Gadol, you don't have that, because by him you have to have Helam Dover as well. So that was an Oshem Tolui. Oshem Vadai, as far as an Oshem Vadai, like Zelos and Me'ilos and the rest of them. So then Hayochid Va'Nosi Va'Mashiach Hayovin. So then a Yochid or the Nosi or the Kohen Mashiach would be Chayev in it, because there it says Nefesh and each of them is an individual. Or based in Pturin, whereas based in his Potter because they're a Tzibur and they're not Nefesh. What about a korban olah v'yored? Al shmiyas hakol v'albitus v'sayim v'altumas nefesh v'kotshav. As far as the three things for which a person is chayav a korban olah v'yored, based in Turin, then based in his potter, as we just said, by yochid v'anosi v'amashiach chayavin. Whereas the individual, the nosi, or the mashiach, going to be chayev and a korban olah v'yored. Now we just said before that pointed about Kiva, he's potter. So we're going to discuss further on what that means by that. What exactly is he bringing for a korban olah v'yored? Well, so that's Elosh ein kohen gadol mashiach chayev al tumas mitzvah shekodshav. Divrei Reb Shimon. However, Reb Shimon says there is one exception to that. The kohen mashiach is not going to be chayev for tumas mitzvah shekodshav. So the Gemara is going to explain that in other words, whichever ones, whichever. So the Gemara is going to explain why Tumas Metzvah Kodesh doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol, but Rashi points out, Rabbi Shimon would also say, like Rabbi Akiva before, that with the king, he's potter from Shavuot Eidos, because again, he doesn't go to testify, so the Mishnah didn't need to repeat that, because we would say Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Akiva, and that's in that. Rabbi Shimon was after all Rabbi Akiva's Talmud, but he also adds that by the Kohen Gadol, there's no such thing as Tumas Metzvah Kodesh for reasons that we're going to discuss in the Gemara. So far that helps us summarize who is chayev for what kind of korban. Umahin mevien. So what are they bringing? What korban do the nasi and the kohen mashiach bring? Korban ol v'yored. So then they bring a regular korban ol v'yored. In whichever cases they're chayev. Rabbi Eliezer Haman nasi may be sorry about. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, the nasi is going to bring a male goat, same as he would for a regular avera. So in other words, Rashi points out, as far as that, then you have a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Aglubi says that the Nasi is the Chlal Potter from the Korban Ode of Yerden, and so is the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva holds the Nasi is Chayev in all of them, except for Shmias Kohl, and the Kohen Mashiach is Potter from all of them. Rabbi Shimon holds the Chayev in all of them, except that each one of them has an exception, where one of the three cases of a Korban Ode of Yerden doesn't apply there, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. So the Gemara starts off. Tanya, Reb Shimon Hayah Nosin Klal. Reb Shimon gave a general rule. Kol Shai Yochid Ba'oshim Toloi An Nosi Kayotzebai. Any case where an individual would have to bring an Oshim Toloi, then the Nosi has exactly the same rule, and he also brings an Oshim Toloi. So if he had the classic case of Oshim Toloi, is he had two things in front of him, one which is Osir and one which is Mutter, he ate or did one of them, and he's not sure about that, and he's not sure which one. Rabbi Shimon is saying, when it comes to an Oshim Tolui, the Kohen Mashiach is Potter, but when it comes to an Oshim Vada, he's Chayev. The Yochid is going to be Chayev in all cases. The Nasi is going to be Chayev in all cases. The Kohen Gadol, he's saying, there's a yes to Oshim Vada, no to Oshim Tolui, and the Sibur is going to be Potter from all of them. Then he that's as far as Ashamos, and then Rabbi Shimon continues with his general rule, Shmiya Sakol, Ubitris Hasayim, but Tumas Mekeshra Kodjov, as far as the three cases of Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Bitri and Tumas Mekeshra Kodjov, where a person brings a korban ode of Yerid for. So then, based in Peturin, the Nasi, Mashiach Chayavin, then the based in will be Potter for them, but the Nasi or the Mashiach will be Chayav in them. Ella, the exception, as Rabbi Shimon had said in the Mishnah, Chayin Nasi Chayav B'Shmias HaKol, the Nasi is not going to be Chayav for the korban for Shmias HaKol, for Shavuos Eidos, because the king doesn't testify in based. And Veloy Mashiach for Tumas Mekdesh Rekodshav, and the Kohen Mashiach is not Chayiv for Tumas Mekdesh Rekodshav. Reb Shimon finishes off, Kol Shehu B'Ol of Yered, the rule will be, any time when an individual would have to bring a Korban Ol of Yered, any of those three things, Nasi Kayotzebo, then the Nasi is the same thing, he's Chayiv, Mashiach will based in Peturin, but the Kohen Mashiach and the Basin will be Potter. So now that we have this entire thing that Reb Shimon says, the Gemara says you have a contradiction in what he said, Hagufa Kasha, you have a contradiction in the Braisa itself. Amrit, a Mashiach Chayev, the Tumas Mekdesh Rekodshav. You're telling me, Reb Shimon, that the Kohen Gadol was not Chayev in for Tumas Mekdesh Rekodshav for reasons that we're going to talk about soon. Implying the Tumas would depart, implying he would be Chayav the Korban Ode of Yored for the other two things. But Ema Sefer, but then look at the Sefer, Kol Shehuba Olav Yored, where we said any time when a person is chayav a korban Olav Yored Nasi Kayetzibai, Mashiach based in Pturin, then the Nasi is the same thing, but the Kohen Mashiach and based in a potter, Katani Mashiach based in, so it's saying Mashiach and Pturin, it's saying that Mashiach and based in the same breath are saying Pturin. Ma based in Pturin Mikolhoin, Af Mashiach potter Mikolhoin. On the face of it, based in is potter from all of them. There's no case where based in brings, a korban Olav Yored. These things apply to the individual, and even if based in Paskin mistakenly, that, for example, you're allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash with a certain kind of Toma, or what have you, any of these other things, and most of the people follow them. We said there's not going to be a power halom dover shel tzibur for that, because that applies only when it involves a regular chatas, not a korban olah yodid. So it comes out then that there's no case where Beis Din is bringing a korban olah yodid, and the way the Braisa is phrasing it, Reb Shimon is saying that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't either. But yet we said before the Kohen Gadol is chayev in some cases of korban olah yodid, just not tumas nefesh v'kavjav. Kash and hadadi. So you have a contradiction between the two parts of the Braisa. By the way, worth mentioning in this case, before we go further, here we said that Rashi said there were three shittas on who's chayev and what. That Rabbi Yosef really says that the king and the Kohen Gadol are completely potter. Rabbi Akiva says the Kohen Mashiach is chayev and the Kohen Mashiach is potter from Korban Olav Yodin, and the king is chayev, and Rabbi Shimon says they're all chayev, with the exceptions that they say. The Rambam would actually say that there's a fourth opinion. The Rambam would understand that the Tanakhama would say that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, of the previous Mishnah, would say that the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi are chayev in a korban olah yodid always. He wouldn't learn these drushes that we said that the king can never become poor and the Kohen Gadol can never become poor and zek korban aron avonav and so forth. And the result is, in fact, the Rambam paskins that they are in fact chayev a korban olah yodid. The Ravid disagrees because the Ravid holds like Rashi that there's no such opinion, but the Rambam learns there is such an opinion. Okay, anyway, the point is getting back to over here. So now, again, one part of Reb Shimon's statement says that the Kohen Mashiach is generally chayev in Korban Olav Yodin, with one exception, Tumas Nefesh V'Kadshav, which according to Reb Shimon doesn't apply to him, but he's chayev for all the other ones, where then the Braisa continues that the Mashiach and the Beis Din are potter, and that should mean, just like Beis Din is always potter, so is the Kohen Mashiach. So the answer is Omer of Huna Breda Vishur, like Kasha, kan Bedalos. Because we have to remember, with the Korban Olav Yodin, there's three different types. There's the animal, for the rich person, the birds, if he can't afford that, and the mincha, if he's Dalos, if he's the poorest of the poor, and can only afford a Korban mincha. So Rav Huna Breda Vishur says, in that case, then that's the distinction. One part of the Braisa is talking about Dalos, that you have to bring the two birds. So that was saying that the only way he's potter would be Tumas Nefesh V'Kadshav. Kan B'dalei Dalos, as opposed to, then the Braisa is continuing, that he's always potter from the desperately poor person's thing, namely the Asir Seifa, because as we said before, Rabbi Akiva's Zerosha, from the word Zeth, Korban Aaron Avona, which means that there's only one type of Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol is required to bring, namely his daily Mincha. So, in other words, the point is, Reb Shimon Savalak Reb Akiva B'chada, or Polagale B'chada. So, Reb Shimon, it comes out, agrees with Reb Akiva on one thing, where he says that the Kohen Mashiach never brings the Kohen Mincha, because Zek Kohen Aaron on him, or Polagale B'chada, but he disagrees with him on the other point, as far as the regular poor person. Reb Akiva would say the Kohen Mashiach is always potter from the Korban Olav Yodid, because he holds they go together. If there's no Korban Olav Yodid, if there's no Dalei Dalos, then there's no Dalos, and he's completely potter, because we said we learned from the word Me'achas Me'eva. Whereas Reb Shimon disagrees with that and says, fine, he doesn't bring a Korban Mincha, doesn't mean he can't bring one of the other two. Okay. So you have at least three opinions over here, and according to the Rambam that comes out, you have a fourth. Fine. So now we said Elashain Kohen Gadol Chayev. Cholos, Reb Shimon had said that the Kohen Gadol is not Chayev for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. Omer of Chizkiya my time is Reb Shimon. So why is Reb Shimon patter him from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says V'nichrusah Nefesh Ahi Mitoch HaKohol. Because the pasuk says that if a person goes in to the Beis Mikdash when he's Tomei, then he's going to get Kodesh. He's going to be cut, his soul is going to be cut off from the midst of the Kohol. Now, what does that mean? I mean, the definition of Kodesh is the person's neshama gets cut off. But why use the expression mitocha Kohol? So it means misha korbanah shava l'kohol. It means only this applies only to a person whose korban is the same as that of the kohol. Yotzezesh ein korbanah shava l'kohol. As opposed to the kohen gadol, doesn't bring the same korban as the kohol for other averus, because for other things, chaylev and blood and Shabbos, etc., he brings a par, whereas a regular person would bring a kisva or seira, female sheep or female goat. So therefore, so the words mitocha kohol teaches us therefore that he's also exempted from this from the korban for Tumas Matzah Shukachev altogether. Or to be exact, actually, with the Kohen Gadol, rather, actually Rashi explains that no, we're not talking about the individual person's kohol. We're talking about the korban that's brought on their behalf on Yom Kippur. We learned in Masechta Shavuos that there are various korbanos chatos that are brought during the year by the tzibur that are mechaper for various aspects of Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav. One of them, as we talked about, you have the sur of Yom Kippur, the sur Lashem, which is mechaper for the Jewish people for Tumas Mechtesh, for certain cases of Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav, cases where they're never going to bring a korban of their own because they didn't know, because the person didn't know to begin with that he was Tamei. And meanwhile, for the Kohen Gadol, the same kapara is accomplished by the power Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. So therefore, so he's not covered by the same korban for Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav. So that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara didn't realize that yet, that we're talking about that korban of Yom Kippur. The Gemara thought it's talking about the individual korban. So then the Gemara asks, so in Cain, Nasi Nami and Korban is Shavah L'Kohol. Well, then the Nasi is also not bringing the same Korban as the Kohol, because the Nasi brings a male goat, and everybody else is bringing a female goat. The rest of the year. In other words, Rashi says rather that the rest of the year. Rashi says the rest of the year, the Nasi, if he does an Aveda, would be bringing the Sur. Everybody else, if they did the Aveda based on Basin, would be bringing a Pyre. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramah in Tosfos Arosh says, wait a minute, then first of all, we're trying to compare him to the Kohol, meaning the Tzibur, but in any case, wait a minute, the Nasi is only accepted from the Yechidim. If the Tzibur sinned following Basin, then the Nasi is covered by that pyre as well. So rather what it means is, in other words, we're talking about the individual person's korbanos, where the individual person brings a female animal and the Nasi brings a male animal. Anyway, the point is that the Nasi seems to be different than everybody else in some aspect of his korban. So why aren't we saying that he should be potter from Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav as well, according to Shimon's Drasha? And the answer is, the kapara of Yom Kippurim. The answer is, because we're not talking about the kapara of the rest of the year, the power held of Shal Tzibur versus the regular person's korban, etc. We're talking about the one of Yom Kippur, and the Nasi is included with everybody else in the Sur Lashem. So the Gemara says, in King Kohenim Nami Lai Shofel Lakohol, the kapara of Yom Kippurim. Well, then, this that they're covered by the power on Yom Kippur is not only the Kohen Gadol, it applies to all the Kohenim. All of them are covered by that power, which the Gemara elsewhere points out. The power has to be bought with the Kohen Gadol's own money, but in effect it becomes what we called a few days ago a korban of shuktim, a korban of partners. They're considered to have a part ownership of it, and therefore it covers them for Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav as well. By that drasha, they shouldn't be chayav for Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav for a korban, if they did it on an individual level, to be chayav for a korban or the v'yodin at all. The answer is, Kohenim shavu l'kol b'shar mitzvahs tishana kola. The answer is fine, but the Kohen Gadol is the regular Kohenim are the same as the Kohol as far as all the other mitzvahs of the year. They also, if there was a par helm davar shal tzibur during the year, they would be covered by it. So now you can be mechayev them for Tumas Mechtesh. You can't say that they're accepted from the Tzibur Kohol. Well, the question is, Mashiach Nami Hashava b'shar mitzvahs tishana. isn't the Kohen Mashiach also covered by that korban as well? If there was a power helam davar shal tzibur, and as we learned a few mishnayos ago, that if based in David Sack Din in Halacha, and he also did, and he followed it, then he would be covered by the power helam davar shal tzibur and not bring his own korban. So why are we exempting him from Tumas Mechtesh V'Kodeshav? So you're right. So the Gemara says, see, right, you can't darshan that way. You can't darshan from the word mitocha kohol. Ela, Omer Rava, Eimahoch. No, you have to, or rather, we could learn from those words. words, but we have to darish in as follows. Mishachatose shovel yechidim. When is a person chayev, appointed of Shimon, or Tumas Metzah Shotodshav, only if his korban is going to be, only if his chatos is going to be the same as that of yechidim. Only if it's going to be so he's chayev, rather, when his chet, rather, not the chatos, when his chet is the same as yechidim, namely, in other words, when the criteria for him to bring the korban are the same as the yochid. The yochid, there doesn't have to be helam dover, there doesn't have to be a wrong psak in halacha, all there needs to be a shirias maisa. By the nosi, it's the same thing. Only by the korin mashiach and the tzibur do we find that difference. So Rava says, the pasuk is implying that only if the conditions for the chet are the same will he be bringing the korban. So what is that? Who are they? The kohol. If the kohol themselves does the aveda without Beis Din having told them, then each person is bringing his own individual korban. So only anybody who is in that category, as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, as we learned before, if there's only Shigas Maisa, he's not bringing a Chatas. He brings a Chatas only if there's Helam Dover. Well, therefore, that's the Jerusha then, and that tells us, therefore, that he does not bring, that Reb Shimon says, therefore, that the Pasuk, therefore, is telling us that he doesn't bring, that he does bring a Korban over the Yerid usually, but not for Tumas Metzah Shekachar. Next, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Oma Hanossi may be served, that Rabbi Eliezer had said that the Nossi, the king, brings a sir. We said that there's a korban over the yodid, before korban over the yodid, Rabbi Eliezer had said that instead of bringing a korban over the yodid, which would be a female sheep or goat, if he can afford it, and we said the king can always afford it, instead Rabbi Eliezer says he always brings a male goat, same as he would for regular Avera Sarachai Vachatas. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yechon, and I'm like Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ella B'Tumas Metzah Shekodshav. So Rabbi Yehuda was saying that the Nasi brings a sir, brings a male goat only out of the three things that a person would be chayav for a korban of Yehuda, only Tumas Metzah Shekodshav. Hoyo v'nema b'kores by kibakvua, because it says kores on it just like it would for a regular chatas. Out of the three things that a person is chayav a korban of Yehuda for, two of them don't involve kores, bitteris fasayim, a shavuos bitteri, and shavuos edus don't involve kores. If the person does not come and testify in Beis Din, or if the person said a shavuah that turned out to be false, there's no kores for those. But by tumas metzah shekodshav, the fact is there is kores, as we just learned the pasuk. Just the difference is the Torah tells us the korban over the yerid. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonon says Rabbi Yezu's din about him bringing a male animal would be only where there is kores, namely tumas metzah shekodshav. So Rabbi Yezu, in other words, holds in short, in a case where there would be kores, that would be the case where the Nasi always brings a sir. So for most Averis, there's no choice. He's always the same korban. So then instead of a female animal that everybody else brings, he brings a male animal. But here, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, Tumas Metzah Shekodshav would be in the same category. The korban could conceivably be different because it could be a korban of the yodin, but it is kores, and therefore it's a sir. But when it comes to the other ones, okay, so Shavuos Edus, we said the king is not going to do at all because he doesn't give Edus. But as far as Shavuos Pitri, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he brings a which in that case is going to be since the Ami Mistabra. In fact, it's logical to understand Rabbi Yezer that way. The Isach Dad Rabbi Yezer are Kulin Kamar. If you're going to think Rabbi Yezer is referring to all of them and saying that the king never brings the korban or the yodin, always brings a male animal, after all, let's consider the fact that a Nasi brings a male goat, or the fact that the Kohen Mashiach brings a par, those are taking over from what the fact that a regular person under such circumstances would be bringing a chatas. That being the case, Nisni Nami, then Rabbi Eliezer should say also, Mashiach may be par b'shmias kol b'tis fasayim, then Rabbi Eliezer should also specify that the Kohen Mashiach brings a par also for Shavuos Edus, because the Kohen Gadol conceivably could come and give Edus in Beis Din, or b'tis fasayim. Why he doesn't mention that point? Elam b'deloi katani Mashiach, since Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say anything about the Kohen Mashiach at all, Shema minat, Shema smith, and Shekodshav koi, Therefore, it means Rabbi Eliezer is referring strictly to Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav and the Mashiach Potter, and Rabbi Shimon had just told us in the Mishnah that the Kohen Mashiach is Potter from it because of his Jerusha from the Teich HaKohol that we just learned. So then Rabbi Eliezer is adding to that, you know what, it's not only the Kohen Gadol, the king also has a difference in that regard, not that he's Potter from a Korban in that case, but in the fact that he brings a male goat instead of the regular Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav. So therefore, yes, that shows us that we should explain the Mishnah the way Rabbi Yechanan said, that Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that Rabbi Eliezer is saying an exception only for Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav. On the leg of Huna Breder of Nosson and Apapa, but Rav Huna Breder of Nosson says to the Apapa, how do you know? Duma Rabbi Eliezer Akul and Kori, maybe in fact Rabbi Eliezer is referring to all the cases. Maybe all it is after all, maybe he's, who says he's referring back to Rav Shimon, who was right before him? Maybe he's referring back to Rav Akiva, who had said that the Kohen Mashiach is Potter from all the cases of Korban of the Yoded. So therefore, Rav Eliezer would be saying, you should know, and not he is also, there's an exception for him for Korban of the Yoded, namely that he's bringing a Sur, in that he's bringing a Sur. But how do you know then that he means only by Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav? Amalei, so Rav Papa answers him back. Rav Akiva mipotel any par. After all, does Rav Akiva says that the Kohen Gadol doesn't make a korban out of the Yordan in such cases? Does he say that he's potter completely from a korban, or does he mean that he bring a par? So Rav Akiva would hold in fact that he does bring a par in that case. He's not completely off the hook. So if there was too much Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav or Shmias Kol or Bittus Fasayim, then in all those cases he would in fact have to bring a par if there had been a Psak Halacha in that regard. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer can't be referring to that. And that's it, Betulei Midi, there's nothing further to talk about that. Clearly, Rabbi Eliezer cannot be referring back to Rabbi Akiva, he has to be referring back to Rabbi Shimon, and meaning that it's only Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav that he makes the exception, like Rabbi Yechanan had said, and like Rabbi Papa had proved. So the Gemara continues, another din in this connection, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Moed Rabbi Eliezer, She'en Mevi Osham. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that the Nasi does not bring, that the Nasi does not bring Osham, not sure whether he went into the Beis Mikdash. When he's Tomei, there wouldn't be an Osham Tolui. The person wouldn't either. A regular person, so in other words, a regular person, we would say there's no Oshem Tolui. An Oshem Tolui would only be for something that would be a regular Chatas, a Korban of Yoda. Not being a regular Chatas, then therefore a regular person who doesn't know whether he entered the Beis Mikdash B'Truma or not does not bring an Oshem Tolui. So now you would think, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, the king, in the case of Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav, brings his regular Korban Chatas. Does that mean he would also apply an Oshem Tolui over there? So Rabbi Yechanan says that no. So in that sense, the king is like a regular person. So the Gemara continues. Tani Tana Kamedin of Sheshes. A Tana taught in front of Rav Sheshes, the Braisa, Oshem Tolei Bar Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav. That an Oshem Tolei can be brought for Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav. Rav Sheshes says, Da Omalach Mani. Who would say such a thing? Which Tana would you want to say that this Mishnah, that this Braisa of yours goes according to? Rav Eliezer, he apparently would be according to Rav Eliezer. Da Omalachayu Venema Vekardis Kibakvua. That since it says Kardis by Tumas Mekdesh V'Kadshav, and that's the same as by a regular chatas, where there's also kodesh involved, maisi nosi sur aleha, the nosi would bring a sur for it, but no. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yechanan, and didn't Rabbi Yechanan just say, Mordi Rabbi Eliezer, she'en mevi oshem tolui? Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you don't bring an oshem tolui for that, because an oshem tolui would only be when there was a regular chatas, not a korban of the yerid. So the Muslim, you're right, kasha. So it is a kasha on this braisa, how this braisa could work, who could it be according to? Because even it doesn't seem to work according to any of the opinions. The Mephoshim points out in that case, and what do you mean? Kasha, then you're not really asking Kasha on a Tana. You're saying that the Braisa doesn't work. You should just say the Braisa is, you have a wrong Braisa there or something. So the Rashash gives a different explanation that Rav Sheshes is not asking a question. He's stating, you should know your Braisa is according to Rabbi Eliezer. To Amalach Mani, Rabbi Eliezer, the Braisa that you just said is according to Rabbi Eliezer. But then the Gemara asks, how could Rav Sheshes say that if Rav Yechanan had said differently? Fine, of course, Rav Sheshes would say, I'm allowed to argue with Rav Yechanan, but the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, because we would assume that Rav Sheshes is not going to argue with Rav Yechanan for no good reason. You could say further that this Tana who taught this Braisa maybe is also an
Moda as well. And he could disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. Knows Rav Sheshis knows that everybody agrees with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, or sometimes the Gemara will do that. Sometimes the Gemara will assume that an Amora like Rabbi Yochanan is so great that nobody's going to argue on him, at least from a later generation. And after all, according to the opinions against Rabbi Eliezer, the Nasi is bringing a korban olah v'yored for a case of Tumas Matzah Shekadsho. So then, for sure, there'd be no korban olah v'yored because again, there'd be no Oshem Tolui. Because again, an Oshem Tolui requires that it was a regular chatos, and therefore the Gemara is asking and ending off with kasha. So how could it be then that so then who would this braisa work like? Hadron alah hodokayin Mashiach.
Yeah.